Welcome to The Cooldown, a Bailiwick Express podcast where we meet the people making the sports headlines. Hello, I'm Nick Mann, and for this episode, we're looking back on a fantastic day of running at the Shore Guernsey Marathon. I was lucky enough to be camped out with a nice coffee, soaking up the finish line atmosphere at a race which had a truly international feel, having grown markedly as an event since being reborn. You'll be hearing first from Frenchman Guillaume Ruel after he broke the course record for the win, and then Lindsay Sword, who celebrated top spot in her marathon debut. I also spoke to Ethan Woodhead, who was a top local runner in third with a new PB, and American Courtney Holmes, who made the most of a trip to see her in-laws and was the second woman home. It was not all about the leading places, with runners through the field celebrating their own personal targets, some of them while raising thousands for charity. I caught up with one of those in the delighted Miles Hardill, who ran for the Prio Premature Baby Foundation.
It was an amazing race. First time in Guernsey Marathon. It was an amazing race, amazing route, amazing circuit. I discovered the island thanks to this marathon. It was nice for me, it was easy pace. I trained for 100k road recon attempt at the end of June, so this one was like pace of my 100k, but 2:31. I'm happy of the win for sure and for the record.
Can you tell me about the start going up the Val d'Étaires? How was that for you?
Oh, what a hill at the start, but it's good for finish the warm up, I think. And after, it's so beautiful landscapes that we forgot the this hill after.
So how does this race compare to some of your other classic wins?
It's a good one because I went to Jersey twice and I finished second and third, so this is the win on the Highlands, Channel Islands, so that's nice. And for sure I will be back to Jersey in October to try to attempt the win, and for sure next year I come there to attempt a better time.
A course record for you today. How was the support on the sidelines on the roads of the Guernsey?
It's nice, 2:31 minutes I think, and some seconds. It's a course record, so I'm quite happy about this, but I think I can go more faster, so see you next year for a fast race.
So we're off. I hear you're heading home very shortly.
Yeah, my ferry is in 1 hour, so I will do my recovery jog to the ferry.
How did you hear about the Guernsey Marathon as well? How did that come on your schedule?
I did the Jersey Marathon, and Hannah, the manager of the race, told me that there is a marathon in Guernsey. So I didn't know that there is one, so she told me about this. And I live in Normandy, in France, so it's quite close. So I only have to take the ferry, and then I'm in Guernsey, and it's the closest marathon from home.
And where's home exactly in Normandy?
Coutances, between Cherbourg and Mont-Saint-Michel.
And you were talking there before about this is more of a preparation race for your next show, so can you tell us a bit about that as well?
In 3 weeks I do the Wings for Life run in Vienna, so it's a huge race for me, and then I will do a world record attempt on 100k in Japan at the 30th of June.
And why the 100k? That's quite a challenge.
Yeah, 100k, because I'm the 50k European record holder and the 100k French record holder. So I have to increase my time of 10 minutes, a bit more. And the world record will be mine, so that's the goal.
So, yeah, just first up, what's your reaction to the race?
Honestly, I can't quite believe it. I mean, I was just expecting to finish the race. I didn't expect to win it, so I'm quite happy with that.
And you're saying you didn't expect to win it. So what was the plan going into it, pace-wise? And
I've been injured the last 5 weeks, so I was just going in and trying to go around, coming in about 3:30. But I felt good coming up halfway, and I just knew that I could push a wee bit more. So then, just finished the race where I was.
And in terms of positions as well, because I think the ladies' race was swapping a little bit.
So I think the lady who was out front, she dropped just before halfway, which was, and then just managed to continue from there, which was quite nice.
You hit that 20-mile mark. We often speak about 20 miles being like the real tough point of a marathon. How did that feel?
I did a 20-mile race last year and I finished it, and I thought I couldn't do another 6 miles. But once I hit the 20 miles today, I was quite happy with it. I felt strong enough to continue, so that was good.
And what's it like coming down that finishing line as well? You know?
I was trying to keep the tears back. I think it's nice to see all the hard work paying off, isn't it? And it just, it's tough training, and you do a lot of it yourself, and it's nice to see that everything you sacrifice to put in the hard work actually pays off at the end of the day. So, I'm really happy with it.
And you got a few a minor injury there.
Yes, I lost a few blisters, a few toenails, but that's part of the sport, isn't it?
Marathon running.
Yes, it is. I'll get used to it.
So. And it's a good day as well because Ethan, your boyfriend, was third.
So. Yeah, he did so well as well. I'm quite pleased for him. He got 2:40, I think, so it was great effort from him too.
Yeah. How celebrations were you going to do?
Oh, I don't know. Well, my friends are over from Scotland celebrating with me, so I think we might go for a wee dip in the sea and then go for lunch somewhere, which will be nice. And then it'll be bed tonight before I go to work tomorrow. So.
And what's next for you as well, race-wise?
I've got a few triathlons this summer. The next big one's the Granite Man at the end. So focusing on that, I think, and then we'll see where it goes from there. But yeah, that's
fantastic.
It.
All right, thank you.
Perfect, thank you so much.
I wanted to get on the podium, so I'm very pleased that I got that. But it wasn't easy, that's for sure. That was hard.
Just take us through your expectations coming into the race, what you were targeting to start with.
So I was actually targeting sub 2:40, which I didn't get. I did get a PB, but I didn't get under the 40 mark. But my main goal was to try get podium and do well on the home turf. So, yeah.
And just take through each stage of that course. Obviously, we're starting up the Tez, but like nice climb.
Yeah. That was tough. Yeah, I was following the French guys up, and we were doing like 9-minute miles, and it was tough. It was really tough. And then you get to the top, and you have to try find a rhythm, which isn't really easy after you've just you're breathing out your.
Yeah.
But so the first part was a shock. I've actually never run up that before, so that was a shock. But yeah.
And when did the race start to break apart then?
Probably around the top by the Green Hut area, that filter.
Yeah.
The French were gone and then I was on my own, and then I was on my own for the rest of the race.
And I guess at that point it's about managing your pace. And
yeah, exactly. I had Inge telling me to slow down at one point because I was following the French a bit too much, which I took on board because I knew it would pay off at the end, so I did slow it down a bit. But it was tough.
And I guess 20 mile point, we always talk about 20 miles in the marathon being like such a crucial part.
You're
halfway there.
Yeah. No. I hit the 20 mile mark, and then my last marathons as well, as soon as I hit the 20 mark, it feels like everything slows down and I'm always checking my watch, and I haven't even done a mile since, and so same again here. I got to 20 and then took forever to get to 21, forever to 22, but once I hit the coast, my dad pushing me on, so it was fine.
And you were aware of the time gaps as well behind you?
Like, yeah, I had a couple people telling me. I had Inge especially telling me, 90 seconds or 500 metres or whatnot, which helped a lot. And I thought he was catching me towards the end. He probably was catching me, but I had to give that a little bit extra, which I had to push from somewhere. I didn't really have it. But.
And what's next for you?
London next week.
You're doing London?
But I'm not going to race it. I say I'm not going to race it, but I'm going to take that one steady, and then I've got the Ironman in 3 weeks, so 70.3, not the full.
Went in a little blind, but it was amazing. Blew me away, stunning. Definitely challenging with the wind in the hills, but I had a good time.
And out on the course as well, what was the crowd like?
There were more people out there than I thought there would be, so the crowd support was amazing. Everyone cheered me on, so it was a good time.
Yeah, and in terms of how the race panned out, was it any tough moments, any brilliant moments? There's a lot that goes on in a marathon.
Yeah, so. No, it was, I had a good time up until about mile 21, and then it was a lonely race till the end, but lots of support out there pushing me through to the finish, so it was great.
And you said you're keen to come back now?
What was that?
You said you're keen to come back?
I'm keen. I'll be back.
Be back. And what's next? Have you got any races lined up?
Or? I'll be running the Chicago Marathon this fall.
So, Miles, can you just take me through why you're running today?
So I've been raising money for Priya Premature Baby Foundation. So they helped my brother, who is 11 weeks premature, and just providing the facilities and equipment, which essentially is part of the reason why he's here today. So it's gone. I've raised more than I could have imagined. I think about £1,500 so far. So I'm absolutely buzzing with that, and smashed my time as well today. So I guess that's a bonus.
Wait, so what was time were you looking for?
I was going for about 3:45. And I think ends up about 3:36. So I kept getting worried throughout the race. I was like, you're going too fast. But then it just managed to keep it up. So really, really happy with that.
And in terms of how that race panned out as well, can you just take us through that a little bit?
Yeah, so at the start, it was very much trying to be disciplined, keep my pacing. Everybody's coming past me and I have to let them all go, which is a hard thing to do. But I stayed disciplined at the start, got into a groove through the middle, got my nutrition, everything right, hit my gels at the right times. And then luckily I was able to overtake. Most people overtook me at the start in the last 10 or 15. The last 3K was tough. I think about everything was cramping, but got over the line. That's what matters.
And what's it like? Obviously, you're running it for a cause. Do you find that motivates you even more?
Absolutely. Yeah. Because when you're running it for a cause and everybody's been donating, you almost feel more pressure to put in a good time, get yourself over the line. The last thing you want to do is be pulling up short when you've had so many people donate towards a good cause, but it's all about the cause, really.
And we've got a few people from the Prio, or raising money for the Prio down here today as well, so that must be quite nice.
Yeah, exactly. I saw a lot of people along the way. I've been able to speak to some of the other guys who've been raising money as well, and it's been nice just being able to get the social media, so like get everyone donating together and that kind of thing, so I'm really happy with that.
And what's next for you? Any more marathons? Any more racing? Is there just caught the bug?
I did really enjoy it, so I'll definitely keep up the running. I can't promise when the next marathon will be, but there'll be another one at some point.
It's brilliant. All right, thank you.
Awesome, cheers.
That was the cool down. Thanks again for listening. Please like and subscribe for more. You can find all our sports news on gsy.bailiwickexpress.com and on all our social channels. Sign up to our daily email to keep up to date on all the work the Express team does.